So pleased and proud of our guys. I think Hawaii is a can be an awkward challenge, like I've been saying all week. And I think you kind of saw that a little bit in the second half. I think our guys played really, really well in the first half. I think we complemented each other where our offense was really clicking. And we were getting some stops. And I think you can see in the second half kind of how they play. They go for it a lot on fourth down. They keep moving the sticks. They're long drives. I think we had the ball, I don't know, five plays in the third quarter, but really one drive before it went to the fourth quarter. And so keep your guys cold on the sideline. And did a great job of converting fourth downs. I think they were 3 for 3 for them. So all that's very awkward and difficult. But I was really pleased on the first half, how everybody played together, and it was good overall to get a lot of young guys in the game.
How hard is that for an offense when the other offense is controlling the ball so much, running so many plays?
Yeah. You better score. You know, that's kind of like playing one of, you know, Air Force back in, like, they're going to hold the ball and they're going to eat clock. Hawaii just does it differently through the pass, you know, and they did a nice job mixing run and pass. I think there was one drive. I think they ran it, threw it seven times and ran it seven times, which is, you know, not what you expect out of Hawaii, but they did a nice job keeping us off balance. But guys played good enough together, and it's really good to get a lot of guys on that field and gain experience.
Finally breaking through in terms of takeaways in this game, what do you attribute that to?
Yeah, you know, I think they, you know, I don't know. I really don't, because we work so hard on it every game. And, you know, got a couple tip balls and we work on that drill. And it was nice to get some. I mean, because the kid's been working for a long time to get these turnovers. And it's been a couple games since we've gotten any. So hopefully they'll keep coming in bunches. Change the game for us.
Chris, why do you think the offense was so good in the first quarter?
Yeah, that's a good question. I thought we had a nice run-pass balance. I think we had some things dialed up to throw the ball downfield. And, you know, early on they were kind of mixing their coverage a little bit good. They were playing – at times they were playing a little bit soft and we were trying to get behind them and we couldn't. And then at times they were tightening up and then Jacob saw them and was able to go over the top.
What went into making that first touchdown work, that third play of the game, 47-yarder to
Hunter?
Yeah.
Had some pretty good play action on it, you know, kind of attacking the backers and the safeties right there. And I think when you get a guy wide open like that over the middle of the field, it's usually going to be some sort of pretty good play action or, you know, a busted coverage, which I don't think it was. I think they kind of – we had some guard action there that they worked pretty good.
From the defense, you know, where they were struggling getting off the field at the end of the first half in the third quarter?
Yeah, they were just doing a nice job of keeping it either in third and medium. I mean, the problem is it can be third and eight, and that's like third and four to most offenses, right? That's just what they do. They're just going to read it and throw it down the field in those intermediate sticks areas. And so they did a good job of staying in those situations. And then they got fourth down, I think it was three different times. And then, you know, it was fourth and short or it was third and two and three. And any offense is hard to defend there. We just couldn't get them off the field.
What do you like about Richard Newton as a ball carrier in the red zone for you guys?
Yeah. I mean, I think everybody sees what we see. You know, he puts his pads down and he runs hard. And I'm anxious to put this tape on for a couple reasons, for a couple guys to really look at, and he's one of them. You know, the running backs, it's always hard for us to tell exactly what they're seeing or not seeing on the field. But Rich runs hard, and, you know, he ends up finding the end zone. He's a good player. We got to keep progressing.
He carries a piece for Savon, Sean, and Richard. Are you confident in all those guys to help you out?
Yeah, and we need them. Like we've been saying that all along. You know, that running back position is one that's going to – those guys take a pounding. And for all those guys to kind of spread the wealth equally was really nice to see. I think Keith Bonefoy always does a really good job of rotating those guys and knowing what they can do and when to put in, you know, who to put in at what time.
Is McGrew a different player in any way this season than he has been in the past?
Well, I'd hope so. I mean, I really would. I mean, he's been around here for a while. He's been spending a lot of time in the weight room, and he's seen a lot of the runs that we run. And I think we kind of all see he's got pretty good vision and keeps his feet alive. He's got quick feet, and then he can find that hole. And the thing I was liking about Sean is when he was going down, he was still going forward. And, you know, that's something we're always trying to emphasize with those guys.
What makes Puka ready to contribute for you guys?
Yeah. He's got really super good ball skills. You can see that every day in practice. And he is a smart player. You know, we've thrown a lot at him. We usually have a lot of offense for a new guy that hasn't heard this, you know, before. And so he's going to keep getting more and more time. And we're trying to do that. And he knows that, you know, the faster he can learn this stuff, the more we'll put him on the field.
Jacob mentioned he wasn't super wide open on that throw, open but not totally wide open.
Yeah.
Are those the kind of plays you're...
Well, they're not going to be super wide open most of the time, you know. So, and I think Puka's a big, you know, he's kind of a big physical guy. He really is, with really good ball skills. And so that's the thing that, you know, I think gets our attention really good. And when, you know, he's going to just keep progressing and keep learning, and we'll get him on the field more.
Do you feel like Jacob took a step forward in how he was reading the game? Because in your earlier comment, you said that Hawaii did a couple of different things to kind of match up against him. Yep. You said he made some adjustments.
Yeah, you know, I think his completion percentage was really solid. So you see that. So it kind of shows he's seeing the field pretty good. You know, there's always a few things that he can see quicker. You know, maybe a little late, but, you know, that's the quarterback position, and we'll always kind of pick that apart. But I think everybody that's playing, you know, it's really truly in the mix. It's getting really, really good. You know, these past three games have been a lot of good game reps. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that I think all these guys are growing in the offense, defense, and our special teams, and Jacob's one of them.
You mentioned that Newton is one of a couple guys that you're anxious to see on tape from this game. Can you name a couple other ones?
Well, I think all the running backs in general, you know. I mean, I think he was pretty good, but sometimes you put it on and you're like, man, you know, those are easy guys to second guess out there too, right? They got to do it the last second. But those three guys I'm really anxious to see, and I'm always anxious to put the quarterback to see what he was really seeing. And then, you know, probably the other areas, the pass rush.
Last week by the receivers. What was the message this week?
Well, you know, those guys know, and I think they were, I don't know. I don't know why that happened last week, you know, like that. It's not really a message, you know. We threw more balls at them. They were on the jugs machine more. You know, they get it. They understand it. You know, and I think there was progress that direction.
What mentioned the pass rush. Were you happy with
it? Well, I need to put tape on, because the one thing that we saw from tape from Hawaii, they are very hard to sack. I think the quarterbacks do a nice job of getting that ball out. They do a nice job in pass protection for one. And then when you get close to them, they get it out pretty quick. If you're bringing heat, they know it and they get it out. And if you're not, he'll let the guys work downfield. And so I just want to see who was getting on edges and who was getting close and who wasn't.
Out today that you really improved on that we may not have noticed that you're most happy with?
Well, I think an explosive start on offense for sure, and I think both sides were kind of feeding off each other. It's just really nice to be able to build a lead. I don't think that happens most every game, and I think that was really important for this game, because Hawaii can score. You know, they can control the ball from you, and they can score quickly. And I think you saw that in their first two games before they got to us. So, I mean, I was really pleased that we were scoring when we were getting the ball to have a little bit of breathing room.
Hunter's pass-catching ability is pretty obvious. Is he more of a complete tight end than he's been in the past?
I think so, because I think we all knew that. And I think his blocking's getting better on the edge. And I think he's gaining confidence there. That'd be another guy that I'm anxious to take a really close look at. But from what I could see, because I was watching him, I think he's improving and getting better there.
Coach, this is a rare opportunity for Island Media to come in and talk story with you. Zion got in today, Palma, and earlier we saw Tuitele in the season. Just
know
your thoughts on how Hawaii kids are doing.
Yeah, really well. Really well. You know, it's been really great to get a chance to coach those guys, and they're young, and you can see their upside, and they love football. They practice hard. You know, we got some other guys that didn't get in the game, but will eventually, and they really care about football. They care about this team, and, you know, we're really proud and happy to have them on, you know, at our university, and we're glad they're dogs.
In the third quarter.
About Coach Malone.
Yeah, Coach Malloy? Yeah, we're glad he's a dog, too. Yeah, he, I think he still thinks he can make plays on the field, but those days are over. He did that back in the day. But, yeah, no, he's awesome. He's, you know, he's just such an awesome person. You know, he gets along so well with everybody, not only in this building, but, you know, people in general. And he's a heck of a football coach, you know. And then all, you know, his roots back in Hawaii, it's awesome to have him here as well.
Anything you'd seen from Samba in particular recently that made you want to suit him up and get him in?
Well, you know, the four game rule changes a lot of things, and it's kind of nice because you never know when you're going to get into a situation where you can get some guys into the game because you don't know how the season's going to go, you know, injury wise and all those things. So you get guys in when they can, and then you start to, you know, once you start getting them in the game, then you got to have a little bit of strategy moving forward.
In that third quarter, when the offense spends so much time on the sidelines, what's the key to recapturing the momentum you guys have in the first half and closing out the game?
Yeah, I mean, you can kind of feel the momentum swinging. You know, they had the ball, I think, twice and capitalized on it. And then long drives. We had it once, did nothing except for get a holding penalty and go backwards. And then, you know, they held it from us again. So it was nice when we did get it again that we went down there and scored a touchdown to try to gain the, you know, the momentum back.
Push him.
So just talk about the game. Obviously, 52 points looks like a good game, but just kind of what did you see over on the initial review?
Yeah, just again, I thought we hit some shots early, which is what we wanted to do. Really established the run throughout that second half. It was good to see those guys put the game away.
That Puka Nacua touchdown, take me to that play, that drive. What have you seen from him as he's progressed?
Yeah, again, just a guy we really feel who's really not taken a long time to adapt to the college game. Moment wasn't too big. It was just a, you know, kind of a fake bubble type play, and it was good to see him go make a play.
What makes him ready to play right now?
Yeah, you never totally know. I just think instinctually there's certain guys that have played a lot of football before they've gotten here, you know, and I think he's one of those guys, maybe similar to a guy like Aaron Fuller, who's played a lot of ball, and those instincts help them bridge the gap, you know, maybe between seniors and freshmen and all those things.
When something like that happens, Bush, and a guy catches a touchdown, first touch and everything like that, does that immediately go in your brain? You're like, okay, we need to get him more touches?
You know, I don't know if you ever want to get one way or another, but obviously it's great to get any guy early confidence. And so I think it's something to build on. Great to see that guy make a huge play in a critical moment.
I talked to Jacob about the end of the first half. They score, it take a long time off the clock. They come out again, take a long time off the clock. Yeah. You guys are three and out, and then another long drive. What do you do as an offensive coordinator when there's that much time between plays?
It's hard. I mean, again, it just kind of felt like, you know, in that second half, I mean, that fourth quarter was there quick, you know, and so certainly you maybe have a bigger plan, and then you start narrowing it down, thinking about taking time off the clock. And, again, I was proud of our offensive line and what they did in that fourth quarter to really close the game out.
Most proud of today would be what?
Fourth quarter, again, ability to run the ball when we needed to, and I thought those guys did an outstanding job.
Any adjustments that Hawaii made defensively that made things tough for you guys?
You know, we didn't necessarily think, again, I mean, there was that one drive in the third quarter, and then, you know, in the fourth quarter it was really just trying to use as much clock as possible and end the game. So,
what do you like about Richard Newton as a ball carrier in the red zone?
Just physical. You know, I think physicality, it's always you look at guys that get more than what the play is designed for. He's a guy who runs with good pad level and goes from there.
One more quick one. You always look for that big wide receiver. You got a 6'6 guy out there when you're running the Wildcat.
Yeah, there's no doubt. So we'll see about that.
You hear that? Your dog knows. Spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
So what's happening in the first half there? I mean, those drives you guys got, what were you seeing? And
I think we were just going out there. We had a little more energy. Went out there and made some plays. Playmakers were doing their job, and guys were open. So I did my job of getting them the ball. I mean, I think everyone was just excited, had a lot of energy, and went out and operated.
It looked like you guys, well, there's a couple of stall drives, and then you came back and finished off the game. And how satisfying is
yeah,
that?
Yeah, we got there, had the ball first at halftime, and then they had a couple of good drives, and the time of possession was a little bit off, so that might have had a little play in it, but we've got to get those drives back and ultimately got to go score and capitalize on those opportunities. So there's some things to look at on film and get better at, and we'll go from there.
As a leader, how important is it for you, the whole offense, to come back after last week and really move forward in terms of what you guys
I mean, yeah, it was, you know, last week was tough. Like I mentioned before, we have the 24-hour rule, so we had to, drop that one, move on to Hawaii, and we did that. We did a great job of bouncing back and staying focused on each day. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday practices are grinders, and the guys did a great job of bouncing back and grinding through those and played well today.
Touch on the coach. What did you see on that play, and what have you seen from Puka as he's progressed?
Puka's, he's got great size and speed and, awareness for a receiver for a young guy, and he ran a great route there. And it's just putting the ball where you can make a play on it. That was my job. And, Puka had a great fall camp, and he's been proving himself as one of the guys. So he's excited to have his first touchdown today, and it was a good moment for him.
Jake, when you have a week like last week that was so frustrating on offense, is there any sense of relief that comes when three plays into the game you're on the end zone?
I mean, it's always feels good to be in the end zone quick, but yeah, I mean, last week we struggled with some things, and this week we got to jump on it early, and I think that just shows, how well we bounced back and responded to adversity and all that stuff. So the guys did a great job, like I said before, just dropping last week and really preparing for this next opponent, and it was Hawaii, and it showed today.
Any weaknesses that you guys felt like you had to overcome that you saw? Did you feel
like
improve?
I mean, this is several little things. Like, my personal game, there's some things I didn't improve on. And receivers had their little things, and O-line even had their little things. So I think everyone just kind of really focused on all the little things this week and tried to improve on those things. And there are still some mistakes made today. Like, you can't play a perfect game, but we went out there and performed well tonight.
End of the first half, Hawaii went on a long drive. They get the ball the second half. They score. You guys come out three and out.
Yeah.
They get the ball back a long time. You're sitting on the sidelines for a long time.
Yeah.
How important was it to really get the offense going after that three and out and them having the ball for so long?
That was like what had happened with Oregon State. We watched that on film, and they came out, 28 points, 28-0 at halftime, and they came back and ended up winning that game. So I was just trying to walk around and keep the guys engaged. They had a long drive, and it's hard when you're sitting on the sideline. They're just eating away at the clock. And, just telling the guys to stay engaged. But, like they do a great job of that doing themselves. So that wasn't a problem. And then the next couple of drives, we went back in there and scored. So, this team does a really good job of staying focused when you need to be and having fun when you can.
I asked you last time you guys won the game. Was there a play that really jumps out to you that worked exactly like it was drawn up?
I think it was cool to see Hunter score on the third play of the game. I mean, nothing really jumped out to me because we've been hitting those plays in practice. But I think Hunter. He got in the end zone today, and we've been talking about that for a while now because, he's a good guy and a friend of mine, so it was cool to see him score on the third play on a long touchdown.
What made that play work so well?
He ran a nice route, O-line protected, and then we had a little play action sell there, and some guys bought that play action to find a nice window for Hunter to run through, and then Hunter took care of the rest.
Was that underneath route to Hunter open most of the day?
They covered it a couple times. I mean, we didn't run it over and over again, but there were some times where it was popping, and there were some times where they covered it nicely.
On the throw to Puka, was that your first read there too?
No, that was actually one of my second or third read there. It was based on multiple receivers there, and he ran a nice route, and he wasn't that tremendously open. I just thought he could make a play on the ball, and he did.
Is he a guy, I mean, that you've seen that from in practice?
Yeah,
that
no, give him a chance? He's definitely, for a young guy, come in and he's made plays, and he's been, you know, he goes up and makes high point balls, and he's a big guy, which is nice to have, and so it's exciting. He had a great fall camp, and he's been having a good couple weeks, so it's exciting for him to get out there and score his first touchdown. I know he was really excited about it, and it was awesome to see.
I know you're practicing it all the time, but that wind was really swirling at times.
Yeah.
Does that have an impact?
Yeah, I mean, it did. There's a couple of those bubble screens I threw today. I think throwing towards the basketball arena side had a little effect today, but, you know, we're going to play in it all the time, so I can't have that big of an effect. But so at some points it did today, but that's something we'll work on in practice. I know the weather's not going to get that much better from here on out, so... you know, just reps in that environment. We'll get that down.
What pissed for you guys this week?
We had the 24-hour rule, so we had 24 hours to dwell on the Cal game, and then right back into it Sunday morning. We watched the tape, learned from it, and then we had our Sunday practice, corrected and reviewed, put that aside, got on to Hawaii. So team did a great job of getting over that hump and preparing and then going out and executing this week.
With Hunter scoring, it seems like you guys have had chemistry since, you know, all the way back to the spring. I mean, how have you kind of seen that relationship and that chemistry develop over time?
It's been awesome. I mean, obviously, look at the guy. He's a specimen, and he's a great possession receiver, but he's also a tight end that can make plays when he has the ball in his hands, too. So, I mean, just getting that guy the rock, it's nice to know he's on your side other than the other team because he's a playmaker. So, yeah, we've been drilling that all fall camp and the first couple weeks of the season, and today he had some opportunities to make some plays, and he did just that. So it was awesome to see, and I'm glad for Hunter.
Have you always enjoyed throwing to tight ends?
Yeah, I mean, as long as I can remember, in high school my guy was my tight end, and then I lived with my tight end at Georgia, and then here Hunter's coming out as a playmaker. So yeah, I mean, I try to spread the ball around, and, you know, follow my reads and my progressions and all that, but having a big body guy to throw to is always a plus.
A lot of talk in the media this week about the drops from last week. How'd you keep your receivers engaged from a leadership standpoint? Just keep them going.
I mean, I know they can make plays. I know that's not going to be a repetitive thing. They do it all week in practice, and you know, guys are going to make mistakes. Nothing's perfect, like I said, and can't get down on them because I know the way they can play and the way they have been playing, and they went out there and executed today, and last week was last week, and, you know, it's on to next game, and they did a great job of bouncing back and making the plays that they've been making all year long.
You had a really good view of the running game today. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about Sean McGrew. He had a really nice game.
Sean, yeah, he's another dude who's been grinding all fall camp and all season long, and he did some great job of making guys miss and breaking some tackles today and putting a spark in our run game, and just the O-line was also giving them opportunities to score the rock. So, yeah, I think our running backs have done a great job of we're making guys miss and breaking tackles today. That was exciting to see.
It's probably obvious, but when the O-line gives you the protection and gives you kind of the comfort, I guess, of knowing that you have a clean pocket like you did today, how much does that help your game?
I mean, that's awesome. You know, it's like when they're doing their job and allows me to do my job and the receivers do their job, that's when everything clicks. So, I mean, I'm proud of those guys. They've been battling, you know, this whole year, and they're doing a great job, and, you know, they're a great group of guys up there too. So, you know, it's just fun to be behind those guys, and I have a lot of trust in them.
What'd you do to your finger?
Oh, I just hit it on a face mask. You got a knuckle split or something.
Super glue?
Yeah, I don't know what the trainers put on it. Something sticky. Yeah.
You guys got 24 hours to obviously enjoy this one.
And yep.
Now you're going on the road for the first time and leaving the confines of Husky Stadium. How much you guys looking forward to preparing for that?
Yeah. Once we put this tape to rest, we'll get on to the next opponent. And I think it'll be. I haven't been on the road in a while, and none of us have actually. So I think it'll be a good opportunity wherever we play. Just have the same mindset. We're looking forward to next week.
I live up in Snohomish, and everybody in Lake Stevens has Easton fever right now, man. How does it feel to be back in the city, back in the state?
It's awesome.
Playing in front of your friends and family.
It's great. You know, Lake Stevens is a great town to grow up in the whole Snohomish County area. I've been keeping up with the Vikings and everybody, too. So just to have that support and that fan base for my hometown is awesome. And having everybody be able to drive 45 minutes to come watch me play is super cool, too. So anytime I see some Lake Stevens people out here, I'll try to give them some love, and because I know they're supporting me all the way through it, so it's pretty cool.
From the world of Sonic the Hedgehog, a new hero arrives.
I am
ready. Is there anyone stronger?
No.
Tougher?
No.
Funnier?
I do not make jokes. I make warriors.
Knuckles, now streaming only on Paramount Plus.
Yes!
We were mad, but we really took it as a learning opportunity. Because I feel like we could have a really great team this year. And I mean, we made some critical mistakes last week that if we didn't make, I think the game would have been different. So we came in this week really just locked in on the little things and the details of our offense and our defense. And I mean, I think that really showed today.
What made the difference in the execution in the first half? You guys lit it up three straight drives.
I think really just our focus coming into the game. Like, we were so locked into every little detail. And their defense was definitely unique. Like, they run a really unique defense and stuff.
How so unique in what way?
Just like the box, like where they put their mic and their will and their Sam, it's all over the place. And sometimes I have no linebackers in the box, but lined up outside the end. And so just a lot of different looks. We had to change some of our rules and our runs. And so, we really just were locked in mentally this whole week and trying to get the little details right for this game.
How big was it for you guys to hit right away?
I think that was huge for us. It felt really good. Our offense blocked, or our O-line blocked really well. And running backs were running really hard, so they were really close. Safeties played low.
Just busted out the dime.
It felt really good. It really gave us some juice for the rest of the game.
You talked about the drops, and the details. And I know the drops were the focus of a lot of people on the outside, but what were some of the other details you feel like you guys really had to hone in on to improve this week?
Really just our assignments. So we have a saying on the team, it's like own our 20 square feet. And so not doing too much, but just doing your job really well. And so we kind of took a step back, stopped trying to make huge plays all the time, and really just try to make the simple plays and do that really good 75 times a game.
So, and obviously when you come up with a huge play right off the bat, does that kind of reinforce the idea, as long as you kind of take care of what you're doing, that the big things can come?
I mean, big plays are all around, especially with our offense, because we have so many explosive players at so many different positions. And so I think we all know it could come at any time. And I mean, our backs could break any run that they have. Like, our receivers, any catch they make, they can make a guy miss and really just score. And so, I mean, we really take that into consideration, really just going into every play, just locked into that one play and try and make that great.
That first, obviously, the touchdown for you, did you feel like anyone was going to catch you? Like, what did you see as you're running into open space there?
I was actually looking at the screen to see where the guy was behind me and how much space I had and how much room I had. I mean, he was a decent amount behind me, so I felt good. And then saw the guy come up late at the corner, the backside corner, at the end. Like, I saw him at the last minute, so I was able to adjust and just get in the end zone.
Are you the best that you've ever been right now?
I think so, yes. But really just in terms of – I say that because I think I'm a lot better blocker now than I was. And I think that takes my game to the next level. And that's what makes me really happy. It's like when I make good blocks, now I get really happy about that. And I feel really good about it, and I'm able to help just work with the O-line and work with the running backs and be a part of that whole thing. And that's really what I'm focused on right now.
I was looking at the box score after, and you, Savon, and Richard each had 8 carries apiece. I guess what's it like just having a bunch of different bodies you guys can rotate in there and then all kind of carry the flag?
Definitely. I mean, that's why we call ourselves a stable. And all of us got to be ready to run at all times and be proud of ourselves on making each other better every single day. So whoever's in there, we're rooting for them, and we know they can get the job done.
Absolutely. And then, I mean, Miles was here 4 years, or in your fourth season.
Yeah.
Obviously, Miles kind of, I guess, I don't know if you want to call it trademark or whatever, it's kind of his patience. Right? Yeah. And you seem to run with quite a bit of patience as well. Is that something you've always had, something you're trying to emulate from him, something that Keith Bonifaz is teaching, or kind of a combination of the three?
It's definitely a combination of the three, and definitely being here and just those guys being in front of me and seeing how he ran the ball and just – you just try to learn from the guys that are playing ahead of you and see what they do well, and then try to put it in your game as well. So it's also something KB harps on a lot, and we all try to run patient because we got to let our line set up the blocks, and we hit the hole.
You spoke on the balance in your room. How do you guys all compliment each other?
I mean, we're just trying to be the best teammates possible. We all love each other, and we all want each other to be the best running back they can be. And it's an awesome atmosphere just being able to be in the same room with a bunch of great guys and all competing and just trying to make each other better. It's awesome.
And now you've been here for 3 years. In what phase of your game would you say you've learned the most from guys like Savon, even Miles Gaskin?
I would say definitely just understanding defenses and like when I'm out there lined up and I can understand like the defense that's in front of me when I just look at it. And I mean, in high school, it's kind of just you just get the ball and run. And you don't really have to study defenses and stuff. And so stuff like that.
Why was the offense able to get off such a good start today and really just keep it rolling throughout the whole game?
I think definitely we wanted to start out fast this week. Last week definitely hurt, and we came out a little pissed off and wanted to just prove a point and just play as hard as we can.
Yeah, I was going to say it seemed like you guys were playing a little bit angry early. Was that kind of the feeling?
Yeah, definitely. Games like last week, you go down to the wire and don't come out your way, definitely sting a little bit, and those linger. And when you get the opportunity to come back on the field the next week, you got to give it everything you have because just – you don't want what happened the week before to happen again.
I would have liked to score the ball, but I didn't get a chance right there. So hopefully next time.
You know, on the first one, just how nice was it getting that first one out of the way?
Yeah, for sure. I feel like at this point, once the team starts getting turnovers, then it just becomes a downhill thing to where it just keeps happening and happening. So hopefully from this point on, it just keeps going and going.
And then Cam getting his, obviously, was that nice to see as well?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Cam's come a long way just from being a freshman, early enrollee, to now. And then I'm just happy he got his first pick. And then hopefully it starts it for him to where he starts getting more confidence going out there and playing.
Did Hawaii's offense look similar in the game today than to what you guys prepared for in practice?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I feel like that's a kind of system to where they just play by the rules. I mean, they know what they want to do, and then they go out and try to do it. So coming in, I think we had a good week of preparation and we understood what they were trying to do. And then from there on, we just put ourselves in position to make plays.
What do you think they were able to move the ball better coming out of halftime?
I think they just hit our soft spots and our zones. And then they were just able to gain like a momentum that allowed the quarterback to get some confidence and just keep going.
We stuck to the game plan and we played our game. So
you guys really came out fast out of the gate. Was that a strong emphasis for you guys this week?
Yeah, it was a strong emphasis. That was a strong emphasis, and so it was finishing the game. You know, that was a big thing because you know, we knew we couldn't sleep on, like, we did get a big lead. We couldn't sleep on their offense because, you know, the last two games they played, they came back, you know, in a good you know, speed fashion. So, you know, that was just one thing we had to hype on.
Was it nice to not have an extreme weather delay this week?
Yeah, it was real nice. I mean, it got a little windy, but, you know that was fine, though. But, you know, that was really good. Yeah.
How cool did it see to see Miles get two interceptions?
That was fun. That was the first one was good. I think the second one was really elite. You know how he got that. You know, so it was really exciting to see that, especially Cam too. You know, seeing that pick interception. You know, I just got real excited for him. So
Hawaii's been known to score a lot of points at their run shoot offense. How happy were you with your guys' performance?
I'm real happy. I think we prepared like no other on their offensive scheme. We just, you know, came out and played our rules. And,
yeah. You guys busted out the dime almost like exclusively.
Yeah, like pretty much every play.
What was that like?
It was
a lot of talented DBs.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we run with whoever out there. You know, it was good. You know, everybody played their plays. We came up, made tackles, got our PBUs. So we were just, you know, good, happy to play.
Obviously, for like your UW career, you've been playing corner.
Yeah.
Right? Looked like you had some nickel. Almost like, I don't know if it was quite outside linebacker, but they definitely had you coming off the edge a few times.
So, and obviously,
is that accurate to say? And then, I guess, what was it like? How much preparation did it take for you to kind of slide inside to nickel?
Not much. I mean, it was a lot of preparation, obviously, but I did play a little bit last year, you know, for the, you know, last year's Apple Cup and the Pac-12 Championship, and including the Rose Bowl, I played that a little bit. But, you know, it was good. You know, I was pretty experienced at it. So, you know, I had fun at the position. It was cool. Yeah.